All right, y'all. You know, we back at the pod. You know what I'm saying? I got my boy Keith with me today.
Oh, yo. It's the word.
So, you know, today we doing a little different. You know, last week we did, I had my older cousin and his fiance, and we was doing like, you know what I'm saying? We did a love video type thing, but I was thinking like a lot of times we don't, you know, as black men, you know what I'm saying? We get this bad image of like being absent fathers or, you know, not trying to do for our kids and shit like that. So I kind of wanted to change that narrative and bring one of my friends that I know is present in his kid life. So, you know what I'm saying? We just going to get right into it. We going to do some questions, you know what I'm saying? So y'all can see that, you know, there's still some good niggas out here type shit. Feel me? So we going to go ahead and get started. How many kids you have?
I got one kid. I got a son.
He said he got a son. Cool. My question is, what about your life changed after you had your son? Good or bad type shit?
Everything changed. So I had my son at 19, fresh out of high school. I only had about a year after high school before I became a father. So just imagine being a young dude, out of school, freedom.
Yeah.
And then now you gotta take care and raise a son now.
So, I feel you.
A lot changed. I wanna say majority, there was nothing bad about having a son or having a kid. Everything was great about having my son. It turned me into an entrepreneur, business owner, turned my drive up, got me moving to the right direction, doing all the right things, made me man up. So, nah. The reason why I go even so hard for my son is because, you know, just like most of black kids, black Americans, I grew up without my father.
Hmm.
My father was, we moved from New York. He stayed up top. We moved down here. He was only down here for about a year. Then he went to prison, got out. So he went to prison sixth grade, got out my senior year of high school. So he got to watch me graduate, play football. And then the next following year, got locked back up again. So I ain't never had a father in my life. And I already made it a point when I was younger. I still remember this conversation in my head that when I have a son, and specifically when I have a son, you know, I was going to hold it down regardless. But
yeah,
if I had a son, I was going to make sure I'm there for him. I mean, I was going to make sure I held it down. I was going to make sure I put that time into it, because that's the most important thing. Yeah, we need money, but time is the most important thing when it comes to your kid.
Yeah.
So that right there, man, that's that. My son is the reason why I am the man I am today. As far as handling my business and just loving the kids. I got a goddaughter. I got two nieces. They can come over whenever. I didn't even know I was this well with kids, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you.
So, you know,
I feel
it opened my eyes to a lot, man.
I know a lot of times some men think that money equivalates to time spent. You feel me? And it really don't, you know what I'm saying? Because eventually your kids start seeing you just as a bank, you feel me? So like, because I've seen from like experience, like what some of my friends do, like they parents that are just, they dads that try to give them money and stuff like that and not try to spend much time, they only call them when they need money. Like, hey, pops, like, let me get this, let me get that. You know what I'm saying? And then the dad be trying to like, okay, well, how was your day? You know what I'm saying? You good? But you've been absent for so long, they just like, yeah, I'm straight. You know what I'm saying?
There's no real foundation.
Yeah, you feel me?
In a relationship.
It's like the conversation was there to get the bread, and now ain't nothing else to talk about. So then the dad's sitting there like, damn, like, they just using me whole time. But like, when you really step back and look at it, like, bro, you did it to yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because you was just cutting checks and dipping, feel me? So it's like, you don't want that. And then to kind of like piggyback off what you said about, you know, you not having your dad in your life, because you could have went two ways. You could have went, I ain't had my dad in my life, so I don't know how to do this shit, so I ain't gonna be in my kid life type shit. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people use that excuse. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I ain't had my dad. and then, you know, be a deadbeat for real. So it's all about like your mindset, you know what I'm saying? No matter your circumstances, I feel like if you still just trying to be in your kid's life, it'll work. Because I didn't live with my dad originally. I stayed with my mom for like the first 7 years. But he was calling. He was coming to get me. He was, because I was still in Milledgeville. So I was like an hour and a half away from Atlanta. He was driving down there for summer, birthdays, all type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? It take
when that time.
I'm saying it take more effort, but it's all about, you know, who you is as a man. Like, are you gonna do it?
Morals,
exactly.
Shout out to mama, man. She raised a good one.
Hell yeah, real shit. But so another thing I wanted to say, when you found out that you was finna have a kid, what was that initial like feeling, like initial like thought process, like in that moment when she said I'm pregnant, like what were you thinking?
Man, I still remember this day. We was at my apartment, me and the homies, smoking, chilling. She came out crying in front of all of us.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pregnant, so I'm just sitting there. I'm looking at my niggas.
You stuck?
I'm looking at her, I'm stuck. I'm like, shit. Yeah. Everybody in the room like, shit.
It's finna get real. It done got real.
You gotta understand, bro. We just got out of high school, you feel me?
Yeah, so you don't know how to really, with your emotions for real.
My mind's not even ready. Like, it's time to have a kid.
A baby?
Like, I'm trying to
get the J's and shit.
I'm trying to go out. I'm trying to have fun, you know.
I feel
this
you.
And that.
I feel you.
But that was, that was mind blowing, man. It was just, but, you know, like I said, I like to look at myself as a real dude. So I'm like, man, whatever you're trying to do, you know, I'm going to hold it down. Especially around that time, like me and my baby moms, we was, you know, we was rocky. I've always had love for her and shit. So around that time, I'm like, look, you want to have this baby, I'm going to hold it down. You know what I mean? So it just is what it is from there.
I feel that.
Regardless of what age you have your kid at, you know, of course you want to have the baby when you're stable and mature.
Yeah.
But regardless, it's always going to be a learning experience. You got to learn how to take care and raise another human being to survive in this world. So it's going to be scary whether you're 19, 18 having a baby or 27, 30 years old having a baby, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I feel that. But having those experiences with your son, like if you had kids in the future, you kind of like got like an idea. Because you can't get it right. Oh, yeah, get it right, but you kind of got like an idea.
I know how to maneuver now.
Yeah.
I know what to expect a little bit. You know, not all babies are going to be the same. You know,
yeah.
I might have a nice little quiet baby next time.
Mm-hmm.
My son right now, he a hyper ADHD baby, so he be all over the
place.
But now I kind of know what to expect. I'm gonna be honest, man. That first year was tough. Year was tough. When I tell you, like, it was tough. Waking up in the middle of the night.
Yeah, you're not getting no sleep.
Getting peed on.
It's 3
o'clock in the morning. My son peeing on me because I'm changing them.
Yeah.
Having to sit there and burp them, make sure they Gucci. Like,
yeah. And then they be asleep, but you don't be knowing if they breathing.
It's a lot.
Yeah, I know. I feel you.
Man, it's a lot, man. You gotta.
And on top of that, you working.
I'm working, and this, and mind you, so this was before I even hit my entrepreneur like state of mindset. So I'm still busting my ass 40, 50 hours a week.
Mm.
At the Waffle House, and I was detailing at the time, so, but regardless, I'm still putting that time in with my son.
Oh yeah. So what age was like your least favorite age, and then like your favorite age of like your child being, as far as like, you know, interactions and moving around, just at so far?
I don't want to say least favorite, because I don't want to be a bad connotation.
I feel that.
Like I said, I think I would say the younger, when you got to really be attentive, you feel me? Like, you really got to pay attention and make sure, and the sleepless nights and the changing diapers. So I want to say maybe like before he was one, the newborn age, 1 year old, you know, that's just it's just more, a little bit more stressful. Mm. Now my son, he's five now. He turned six in January. And I think I love this age.
His age.
Now it's at the time, like my son, he's reading, he's talking, so I can sit down, have a conversation with him. We can chop it up, you know what I mean? Like, we go outside, play.
Hell,
he's a little bit more independent now. So it's like, now it's like, okay, now I got a real human being.
Yeah.
Kick it with and chill.
Kind of a little self-efficient. Yeah, I feel. You
know, so,
hell yeah.
Around that age, 4 or 5, that's probably my favorite age right now.
Okay. I like that. So what, how big do you think a family plays a part in like raising a kid, as far as like you having that help or you just having people in your corner?
Man, let me tell you something. If I didn't have the family that I had and the support system that I had, it would have been 1,000 times harder. And it's needed, bro. Like, it's needed. You need a support system. You need your family around you. Especially if you're young. Mind you, like I said, I was 19. So I had my dad's side of the family helping me out. As far as, you know, when we had the baby shower, we was set from diapers for 1.5 years.
Yeah.
I didn't have to buy no diapers.
What about now?
Moms held it down when I had to go and work, held it down for me when I wanted to just take a break, have some fun. So you need that family support. Like, it's needed.
Yeah.
It keeps the stress levels down.
That's cool. I like that. You said like your son real like active and energetic and talkative. Like he start asking a lot of questions. You know what I'm saying? Like even some questions where you just
keep moving. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you can't stop moving. Always got the jitters. My son is literally just like how I was, man. When I was a kid, I had ADHD. I took Adderall, all that shit. My whole life, because I couldn't sit still, I couldn't focus. So I'm not surprised that my child
that he like that
at all.
Yeah.
Like, not even a little bit. So it's really funny just watching the same tendencies that you had in your kid, because they're going to have them same tendencies. Like, you're going to see it and be like, wow.
Yeah.
Especially being at the age I'm at, and I was so young having my son, so it's not that far behind when I was his age.
Doing that shit.
You feel me?
Yeah.
So it's really similar. I'm like, damn, I was just doing it. Like,
just doing that.
You feel me? So.
And then sometimes it's like, I heard that like sometimes when your kids do shit bad, you can't even be too mad because you was doing the same shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, man, I can't, but that was me. You know what I'm saying?
It's all about learning, man. You know, it's everybody make mistakes, man. When it comes to school, I'm tough for my son.
Yeah.
It was just supposed to be, you know. You got to behave in school. You got to hold it down. But if he's at home and he's messing up or whatever, it's not like I'm about to spank you for every little thing.
Yeah.
It happens, man. Think about it. He's only been in this world for 5 years.
He literally don't know.
He don't know.
Yeah,
like,
he's
learning and developing. Like, you got to really sit there and teach them things. So when I see people with kids going so hard on their kids, spanking them, or just being too extra, yelling at them, like, bro, like, they only been out here for 3 years. What you expecting them to do? They can't even talk.
Yeah.
You feel me? They can't even form a correct sentence. So you just gotta, the thing about being younger and having a kid, and I guess being older, is the patience. When you're older, you have more patience. When you're younger, you're like, damn, this shit annoying.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Because you'd be like, damn, why can't you just, then you think like, bro, he literally,
he's new.
They can't, he knew.
He's new.
He don't know.
Think about like, if you ever had a puppy, think about how hard it was to get that puppy correct. He's brand new to this world, you feel me? You gotta train him.
Yeah, you gotta like mold him into doing the right, knowing what's right from wrong and stuff like that. I feel that. Because they be, That's the one thing that I was thinking, like, cause, and it also depends on the kid too. Like, no one wants to whoop their kids, but it's just like sometimes you got kids that you can talk to, and the talking is enough.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like when I was young, my daddy never have to like whoop me, cause like it's just his tone of voice and tell me what I did wrong. That was enough for me to be like, damn, like I'm fucking up for real.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Cause that's how I was in high school, like, cause like I had stopped. Like, my mom would, like, whoop me and stuff like that. But in high school, that's when, like, the whoopings and shit stopped for me. So it was more, my dad, like, come here, like, I want you to understand why this is not right or why you need to do this way. And then,
but see,
I was more receptive to that.
You in high school now, so it's like you're mature enough to be like, damn, the way he talking to me, okay, I understand. Yeah, I'm bugging out.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Like, yeah.
So.
I feel that. I just, it's one thing, like, I don't think whooping kids when they young, like 2-3 years old, some maybe even 4 or 5, I just don't think, not then, but I think like maybe like when they get a little older.
See, I'm not gonna say I ain't never spanked my son, because I definitely have. That boy be wilding, but
yeah,
I'm a firm believer of I'll be on that military. My son was doing push-ups at 2-3,
yeah,
wall sits with the books over the head.
Oh yeah.
Arms up, like,
yeah,
that get to him. Like, if he had a bad day at school, he came home, like, it's up. We doing five to ten minutes of working out,
and he know it too.
And guess what? That next day, yeah. He's good. Best behavior.
Yeah, exactly. Now, my mom used to do that, bro. She'll make me get 3 encyclopedias, put it in my school book bag. Mm-hmm. And I have to hold it for like 20 minutes, bro. Because mm-hmm. My mom was older. My mom was in her 40s when I was in high school. So it was just like, so it was a lot of discipline I was getting was from like back then, from like when she was young in the 70s and the 80s, I'm like, bro, this is worse than getting an ass whooping. I'd rather take an ass whooping right now.
That mental and physical pain.
Bruh.
Sitting there.
And then, you know,
five minutes.
And then, you know, moms, they do extra, like, as I'm doing the workout, she talking shit.
Man, I ain't gonna get started with my mom.
You know how they be, you know, and you wanna fuck up in school, and you wanna do this, and you wanna do that, you know. And then, motherfucker, friends, family coming over, knocking at the door. That should be so embarrassing, bro. But I wouldn't want it any other way. I'm telling you. What, so got another question for you. If there's like a certain number of kids you would want, like in total, like when you know, until you say, all right, I'm done having kids, like what's that number?
I think I would be like totally fine with 4 kids.
4.
I want 3 boys, 1 okay. girl.
Okay.
You know, I want to leave enough boys out here to hold my legacy, keep the family name going. You know what I'm saying?
Feel that.
I feel like 3 right there is good enough. Then, you know, you got to have your girl, so you can have that daddy-girl relationship.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think 4, that's my high number, right? That's my number.
You know, they say the daughters are like the dad's best friend, mm-hmm. and then like the sons be the mom's best friend.
So I don't know how true this is, but so apparently the reason why it's like that is because we leave a piece of DNA. We have the same DNA. I don't want to get it too wrong, but the dad and the daughter are supposed to have the same DNA, and then the son and the mother have like the same DNA. So that's why like the connections are stronger.
Yeah.
Don't quote me on it. This was a few years ago, so I can't know word for word, but it makes sense. Like it kind of makes sense in a way. Yeah,
it would, because I just know like, like when I be seeing like some of my homegirls when they be around their dads and stuff, like it be like best friend type shit. Mm-hmm. And then when their mom come around, it's like, not like I don't fuck with you, but it's just like you could just tell.
Maybe that's just natural.
The dynamic ain't there.
That's just the nature of human beings. Like we're more attracted to the male to the female to the male. You see what I'm saying? So
it makes sense.
You feel me? It's just the bond works better that way.
Yeah, and they say like, it's like if you got like 2 good parents in the house, that's usually the parents are the examples of like what they your kids use when they try to date and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
So I could see that. Like, I just know I be on that because like I don't even like messing with girls. They don't know how to cook. Man. Because in my mind, when I see that, I be thinking like, damn, we finna be eating out a lot. You finna spend a lot of money with you. You know what I'm saying? So, but that's just me though. But if you had to tell or teach your son one thing before you leave here, what would it be?
Integrity. Mm-hmm. That would be the biggest thing. You know, still doing right when nobody is paying attention.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, like I want my son to have integrity. I want him to think before you do. I'm not gonna say I'm the most perfect person in the world, but I feel like that right there is what saved me and kept all so many good relationships around me because, you know, you got to be genuine. You got to, your intentions got to be good and pure. You see what I'm saying?
So, yeah.
My son, he at that age now, so when I can start having them talks about character and integrity and stuff like that. So as long as he making the right decision when nobody's looking, that's I feel like I succeeded.
Okay. I fuck with that. So another thing too, like out in the world, you know, not all, but some dudes that may not have that father figure in the home, you can never really learn how to like be out and control your emotions or move like a man. You feel me? So like, who was that for you?
I had two grandfathers, you know. My grandma remarried, so they kind of, you know, they played their little part here and there. Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna be honest, bro. I didn't really have the biggest father figure in my life.
Yeah, so
my influences was my friends. I used to kick it with all the older kids. You feel me?
Yeah.
The older kids is the ones I was looking up to. So I want to say like those was kind of like, they not father figures, but those was kind of like my role models when I was growing up, because I wanted to be like them. I wanted to move like them and stuff like that.
Okay. So it's like you kind of like put yourself in a group, or like you put yourself in the presence of what you aspire to be. I feel that. But yeah, because I know sometimes like, you know, or like definitely when I was in school, I'd be going and I'd be seeing dudes and they'll be like spazzing out. You know what I'm saying? Just super emotional. And I used to look at them like, bro, like.
We were raised by our mothers.
Yeah.
So we move off emotion.
I feel that.
Moves off emotion. I mean, just think about it. Your mother can only teach you but so much. She can't teach you how to be a man.
And she can't.
You know what I'm saying? So you subconsciously, you're going to maneuver like the mother.
Because that's you around.
That's who raised you.
Yeah.
My mom raised me. So I definitely, growing up, I was definitely emotional and shit. I'm still emotional. So it's like, even my father, his mom raised him, you know what I mean? So he's emotional. You see what I'm saying? So
yeah,
that plays a big part.
Yeah. Is that something that like you want to make sure you kind of get in wraps with your son?
Yeah,
like, don't be emotionless, yeah. But don't be emotional.
Don't move.
Yeah.
Don't make your moves off emotion.
Exactly. Like, make your moves off logic and reason of what makes sense and not how you feel. Because if it's how you feel, that 9 times out of 10, it ain't going to be right, big dog. Yeah, it's
feelings
not.
Feelings change in a matter of seconds. So you can't move off the feeling. You got to move off the mental.
Yeah. Feel that. You want your son to be in sports, or are you just trying to do whatever he want to do type thing?
Definitely gotta be. Man, my son about to be 6'5". He gotta be in sports.
How you know that, bro?
Bro, my son was already, I'm 6'1". My son was already half my size at 4.
Oh.
Like that.
But he might be tall then.
He's gonna be tall. Like that.
Yeah.
When I used to go pick him up from school and watch everybody in his grade, he had inches on everybody.
On everybody.
You feel me?
Dang.
Yeah, he gonna be a big one, definitely.
Yeah. You got to make sure you keep that in check, though. You know what I'm saying?
That ain't never been a problem. Size ain't never been a problem. I don't care if you're 6'8". We gonna take you down.
Oh, yeah. Especially. Oh, yeah. I almost forgot. You know, my boy got his own security company. You know what I'm saying?
Locked and loaded protections.
Yeah, so if somebody that need security, that need good security, make sure you and your homies gonna get in and out untouched, hit up my boy. You know what I'm saying? Please do that. I'm gonna put his IG and stuff and his information at the bottom of the video. But yeah, this is the last question. Hold on. I wanna make sure I word it right. So if you could tell, like, dudes that are about to be fathers or got their first kid on the way, or even people that's going through the stages of having their first child, what is, like, one thing or some advice you could give them about like that process up to your knowledge of like 5 years you've been a father?
Patience, man. Gotta be patient. I think that might be the best advice I could really give, because you're gonna get challenged, man. Raising a kid, it's like the easiest and hardest job in the world. That's like the best way I can explain it. Like it's not hard being a father, but it's hard as hell being a father. You see what I'm saying?
I feel.
It's just one of them things, and for all the fathers out there, I wanna go ahead and put this advice out there right now. Especially in the state of Georgia, if you're a father and you have a child out of wedlock, the best advice I can give you is make sure you get legitimized, man, so you have rights over your kid. That's something that they don't tell us. So, you know, if anything happens in the future between you and the mother or whatever, you still got your rights over your kid. That's important. You want to have rights over your offspring. So,
yeah. Okay. I want to appreciate you for coming to the pod, my boy. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully he gave y'all some good gems, you know what I'm saying? And to just let y'all know, like, you know, it's some dudes out here that still want to do right and been doing right, you know what I'm saying? So
I want to say, in today's world, the narrative is changing. And it's starting to change, right? I got 5 of my friends, they all got kids, and we holding it down. And I'm seeing it all over the place. Like, the fathers are stepping up, regardless if they're staying with the mother or not. The fathers are stepping up, man. So shout out to the fathers nowadays, man. Shout out to the ones that didn't have fathers, and now they holding it down for whatever they create and put out into this world, man.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate y'all.
Yes, sir. We like that. We like that. We gonna get up out of here. We gonna catch y'all on the next one.